Okay, now we're going to do a deeper dive. You have an understanding of your sparks, of your burns, and what happens with you individually when you're feeling this anger. Now we're going to start to look under the hood of anger, right? When our car isn't working, we don't just stop it and put it in the garage and hope it'll get better, right? Because it won't, right? What do? We open up the hood and we look at the different components that are not working correctly, right? It might be a belt here and a bolt over this way, and some fluid might be happening over here that's all contributing to the car not working correctly. So we're going to do the same thing and start looking under the hood of anger here. So what is under the hood of anger? The components that are making this anger engine run, right? These are things like, what are the events that are happening, right? What is happening in real life, right? What are the thoughts that you're having about whatever's happening? What are the physical components of that? Which by now you should really have a good understanding of what's happening physically when you're feeling angry. What are you feeling? What are the emotions, right? Often it's not just anger. If we think about anger often as an iceberg, right? When there's an iceberg in the water, there's a part of the iceberg that sticks out above the surface of the water. And then there's almost the majority of it, a large portion, which is below the surface, right? And if we think about anger as a part that's sticking out above the surface, below the surface, there's often a whole bunch of other emotions. And we want to start to understand the nuances of what anger is for you. It can be a whole host of things. It's not always the same thing. Jealousy, confusion, fear, scared, disrespected, right? Guilty, feeling ashamed or embarrassed, right? All these things can be underneath the hood, underneath the water. Right? So anger is the way it gets expressed often, because anger is very acceptable, and especially for men, right? That's the one emotion that men are typically, quote unquote, allowed to express pretty freely. So often when we're feeling lots of different emotions, it may come out as anger. So we want to start to understand what else might be going on besides anger, right? So we have the thoughts, we have the sensations, we have the behaviors, right? When you're angry, what are the behaviors that you're engaging in? Are you lashing out? Are you isolating? So we want to start to really break it down. Often when things are happening in our life, something happens and it feels like we go from 0 to 100, right? In just a split second. And that's actually not the case. So we start to break it down, slow the process down, understand all the components involved so that we can have a better idea of how to control what's happening in a healthy way, and how to have a better and deeper understanding of what's happening within us so that we can do something proactive about it. Okay, so let's run through a couple of examples, and then at the end of this module, we'll tackle something going on in your life in particular. The first thing I want to say is that there are facts of what happens to us in our life, right? The fact that bills keep showing up, the fact that someone said something to us, the fact that maybe something happened to us. There are facts that happen, right? And then there's the story we tell ourselves about that. And the story is where we have control. We cannot control a lot of things that happen to us, whether it's a conflict at home, whether it's something happening during our childhood, whether it's a bad call we were on or a crappy situation at work that somebody did, right? We can't control other people or often events that we're involved in, but we do have control over the story we tell ourselves. And so what exactly am I talking about? So if you think about a very simple example, just for example purposes to illustrate this concept, if you think about a friend that you know fairly well walks past you on the street or somewhere and doesn't say hi, right? So it's not good or bad or anything. It's our thoughts that make it so, right? Have you ever seen that bumper sticker that says, "Don't believe everything you think"? That's kind of what we're going for here. So most of us have kind of a running commentary in our mind about how we make sense of our environment. So if you think about a friend who walks past you and doesn't say hi, that is just the fact. It's not good or bad. There are no judgments about it, right? That's just the fact of what happened. So if this had happened to you, how might you feel? What might your emotional experience of this have been? Would you feel angry? There's no right answer here, by the way. Would you feel sad? Would you feel confused? What would your emotional experience of this be? Bewildered? Anxious? Concerned? There's any host of emotions that might be available to you in this experience. So, what would it be? Okay. You have an idea of what your emotion might be? So the friend walks past, doesn't say hi. Perhaps you're feeling concerned, right? And or perhaps you're feeling pissed off. And then my next question is why? What are the thoughts? What is the story you're telling yourself about this fact, about this event? Right? Is it no one ever pays attention to me? That would be a thought, right? Is it I wonder what's wrong with them? That would be a thought, right? It's often pretty difficult to distinguish thoughts from feelings. So that's what we're doing right now. We're practicing parsing these things apart, understanding what's under the hood, right? We have thoughts and we have feelings. They're two separate things, and they're very much related to our emotional experience and our experience of life. So you have a friend that walks past and doesn't say hi, and you're feeling anxious or hurt, right? And the thought might be, nobody cares about me. The thought might be, what did I do wrong? The thought might be, did I do something wrong? The thought might be, what the fuck is their problem, right? Often, especially with anger, we think in four-letter words. So does this make sense? So there's a fact, friend walks past that doesn't say hi. We have a thought, what the fuck is wrong with them? And then we feel an emotion, anger, right? And then there's something we do with that anger, our behavior. When we're feeling angry or we're feeling an emotion intensely, there's something that we do, right? So in this situation, when a friend walks past and doesn't say hi, we're having the thought, what the fuck is wrong with them? We're feeling angry. What might the behavior be? Right? This is different for everybody. Sometimes the behavior is storm off, shut down, don't say anything, stew about it, get pissy somewhere else or with someone else, right? Isolate. Right? It could be any number of things, but we want to start breaking this down because often people say, well, the thing happened, the friend that walked past and didn't say hi, and a 0 to 100, I'm all the way over to the other side, which is I'm getting pissy and I'm taking a drink when I'm home, right? Something like that, without really understanding what was the emotion, what were the thoughts, because we have control over what we think. We all are interpreting every event. Our brains just do this automatically. We just put an interpretation on something. And sometimes, especially when we're experiencing a lot of negative emotion, our interpretation of those events can be a little bit wonky. So hopefully this example makes sense. It usually makes sense and with this example, and then when we start to break it down in your own life, it gets a little bit more complicated. So I'm going to give you a real life example, another real life example of one of my clients that I worked with, right? Now, this is Mark. He was having a lot of conflict at home, and he noticed that when his wife asked him a question, it was a simple question like, hey, can I join you for this meeting or can I hang out with you at this certain time? He got really pissed off, right? And then he was having lots of thoughts when he talked to me about it, and his thoughts went something like this. Why doesn't she listen? Why won't people leave me alone? Why doesn't she care? What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you in terms of her, right? And he was having this whole litany of thoughts. One of my favorite things I've probably ever heard from some of my clients is what's called the fuck chicken, right? And it goes something like this when you think about the thoughts, like fuck, 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 right? It's when you find yourself thinking in four-letter words, and often they're F words, that you can start to see that perhaps the thoughts are off balance. So in this example, with my client whose wife asked a question, and then he got pissed off and felt very defensive and was having all of these what the fuck kind of questions, he was feeling angry, right? That was his emotional experience, was anger. And he would have also said he felt defensive, right? But when we stop to look under the hood of what's really happening beneath the surface, it wasn't just anger. He felt disrespected. He felt lonely. He felt attacked. He felt guilty for some of the things that were going on in the household. And just because he's an expert at feeling guilty, right? He felt hurt. Right? And it was coming out as anger. And what did he do in response to the strong emotions that he was experiencing? He stormed off. He shut down. He stopped talking. And he isolated himself. Right? He actually thought that that was the best response when, in fact, it actually only served to fuel the fire within him. Right? So now, if we were going to break it down on a sheet of paper and there was going to be a column for what's the event, right? What's the thought? What's the feeling? And what's the behavior, right? If we had four columns, in the event column, right? This is the fact of the situation. Wife asked a question if she could join me in a meeting, right? It's not good, bad, or anything. It's just a fact, right? Stick to the facts, ma'am. Nothing but the facts, right? And then there is a thought. Why doesn't she listen? Why won't people leave me alone? Why does she always have to get involved? What the fuck is wrong with her, right? Those are all the litany of thoughts that were happening automatically. And his emotional experience, anger, hurt, guilt, disrespected. Oftentimes when anger is happening, many, many, many times, it's a feeling of disrespect that's occurring. And then his behavior in that last column was storming off, isolating, being quiet, right? So hopefully this makes sense, and perhaps you can even relate to this client. So now I want you to get out your piece of paper, your notebook, and we're going to look at the last time you were angry, or any time that you were angry that you can remember. Perhaps if you look back at what your sparks and burns are, that will help you think of an example of the last time you were angry. And what I want you to do is make four columns on your piece of paper. You might want to turn your piece of paper sideways. The first column, you're going to write A on top. This is your event. It's called activating event, if you must know why are we labeling this A. And the next column, you're going to label B. This is your belief or your thought, right? What you tell yourself or what you told yourself, the thoughts running in your mind when this event happened. Okay, the third column is C, the consequence or the feeling, right? There's a consequence to having that thought, which is a feeling, an emotion that you're having. And then the fourth column is D. What did you do? This is your behavior that you engaged in response to the strong emotions and the thoughts that were going on related to this event. Okay? So you have four columns. A, which is the event itself, just the fact. B, the thoughts you were having about that. There can be any. And C, the feeling or feelings you were having. And D, the behavior or what you did in response to having those thoughts and feelings, right? So now bring to mind the last time you were angry or any time that you were angry that kind of quickly comes to mind, and let's work out your personal example. So this is where we're going to stop this module. Do this exercise, right? There's something about writing it down on pieces of paper and practicing kind of parsing it out and getting clear, that is number one, harder than you might imagine it being right now, because it's sometimes hard to distinguish thoughts and feelings, and you get better at it with practice. So we're going to stop this module here. I want you to complete this ABCD little worksheet that we've created and then come back for the next module. See you soon.